All right, look, folks, there's been a lot of talk recently about childhood obesity. Bill Clinton's foundation recently got several beverage distributors to stop selling non-diet sodas in schools. Now, one principal, this was interesting because I read about this the other day and we tracked this guy down. This one principal just doesn't believe that enough is being done. His name's George Bowman. He's at Wilson Middle School in Plano. It's Plano, Texas, right?
Plano, Texas.
He's on the phone with us now to talk about his ideas for combating childhood weight gain. Mr. Bowman, welcome to the show.
Mark, I'll come right to the point.
Wow.
All the fat children in America are going to die unless we take immediate action.
Well, I understand, but I mean, don't you? Why are kids heavier today? Is it the video games, the internet, too much time inside, not enough exercise? I mean,
my belief is that today's children lack the drive for survival that earlier generations possessed. That apathy is what has fattened them.
So, okay, all right. Well, let's entertain this idea. So you have some ideas for getting kids back into shape. Some of these are a little bit extreme, but nonetheless, you're hands-on, and let's talk about some of them.
Certainly.
Okay.
Well, at my school, for example, we have implemented what we call the Fantasy Lunch Program. Basically, twice a week, we allow the children to eat whatever they want. That's candy, chips, sodas. The one caveat is that it's all in their imaginations, and it teaches them the power of pretending and self-denial.
Wait a minute. So you say to the class, you get on the speaker system there in the school, like, and say, it's fantasy lunch day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody corral down to the feeding hole and eat your hearts out.
And so, this can't be illegal. So you don't serve anything? You're starving the kids on those days?
Just like those cops.
Well, come on. I mean, you can't. These are kids. You can't. It just sounds a little extreme to me to bring them all to the cafeteria and go, all right, picture eating ice cream. And this, what do? Do they sit there? Do some of them cry? What happens?
Yes, they do cry, and mayonnaise comes out of their tear ducts, Mark. I think you don't realize that we're facing a fat epidemic here, all right?
I know.
If it makes you feel any better, I'll have you know that on the other 3 days when we're not doing fantasy lunches,
yeah,
we do serve actual food. We have chicken one day. We serve beef one day, spaghetti other days.
All right. But I have a copy of the flyers you post that lists the cafeteria's menu. On
right.
The days you serve chicken, you also list information about avian bird flu.
That's a topical subject that's going on.
On Hamburger Tuesday, you had a flyer that talked about isolated cases of mad cow disease in America. Eat at your own peril, it says.
Mark, we want them to be informed about current events. You know, learning doesn't stop at the classroom door.
Let's be honest, George Bowman of Wilson Middle School in Plano, Texas. You are discouraging kids from eating.
That is ridiculous to the point of...
This flyer says Thursday is spaghetti day. Eat it if you don't love your parents.
You know, and I'll have you know, a lot of those kids don't hesitate for 1 second to just start chowing down.
Uh-huh.
There's more going on in the homes than anything. Look, Mark, I don't know how to make it any clearer, okay? These kids are really fat.
All right, I get it. Okay,
it's game time. You know, we gotta, you know, they're putting themselves at risk.
All right. So the school year's almost over. Do you have plans for next year? What if they don't lose the weight? What if everything that you're doing is for nothing and they're eating at home? What happens?
Well, I realize that some of our tactics have seemed pretty serious, so we're kind of hoping to lighten things up, kind of make it a little more fun.
Uh-huh.
I'd like to introduce a new school mascot.
Okay.
Currently, our mascot's a hummingbird,
right.
But I'd like to introduce a new one, Danny the Diet Bear.
Oh, okay, so that's great. So you find the kids, they respond to characters, right, kids?
The children love characters, absolutely. I mean, it taps into their imaginations,
uh-huh,
which, again, is the power of pretending.
Right.
Which is essential in getting them to realize their potential in a limitless, non-judgmental way.
All right, so what does this bear do? So what, he sings songs, or
he's
what?
He's an Alaskan grizzly. Danny is an Alaskan.
Okay, all right, so what, he'll wear a costume? Or
the idea is that Danny will chase them around the halls, and he'll weed out the slower, fatter kids by eating them. It's sort of a Darwinism approach to...
Is he... It's just a character, right? Or?
Yeah, no, it's totally a character. The bear's real name is Nanu Tet.
No, but I mean, it's a guy dressed in a costume, right?
No, it's a real bear. It's a real bear. I'm still working out the, crossing the T's and dotting the I's with the Alaskan wildlife people. They ask almost as many questions as you do.
That is... Come on. I mean, You certainly have a lot of opinions about fighting obesity. Have you thought about bringing these techniques to this is a little crazy, George. I mean, yeah, these are big ideas. What are you going to travel to the local high school with these ideas, or what?
That would be a waste of time, Mark. Those kids are already dead, as far as I'm concerned.
What? Oh my God!
Lost cause.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for your time. Good luck with your program.
Thank you.
I appreciate even an extreme point of view. It helps.
All right. Good. Thanks.
Yeah. You take care.
Bye bye.
What do you get in these whack jobs?
Man, I like that guy's thinking.
Yeah. Scott Carter from he's the producer of Real Time with Bill Maher up next.